Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Well, hello there. How are you?
And no, welcome. You've got to say that. Hey.
Hey,
yeah, like to... the show doesn't start until you do that. Okay, now.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed purposely to move you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that's, it's a fun show. We want it to be a fun show for you. We want it to be packed with insightful guests and information that you can applicably apply to your day, to your life, to make your life better. And, of course, I've got yours truly, the one and only incomparable Miss Jeannie, Kitty of the City.
Meow. You made me feel like I need a single. I need a record to come out. You know, I like that. I like that.
But it is the truth. And you guys always hear me say that when you've got a person or persons in your life that really can see your vision, that know where you're going, that can see it sometimes better than you, the dream, that purpose that God has given you, latch on to that person.
And what I love is all the people latching onto the Dr. Tanji Show, all of the viewers, the listeners, and an amazing guest coming up in 5 minutes. Yeah. It actually has the word win in her name coming to the Dr. Tanji Lounge. Okay. And you know, usually when you hear BYOB, you know, you're thinking bring your own bottle, but not at the Dr. Tanji Show. That stands for Build Your Online Business. And this guest also has been number one with her book called The Quit Conspiracy, which is everything your principals always talk about not doing, including, I know you got some great stuff right now.
Yes, I do. I love the way she did that, yeah? We are having a great time today. I do hope you're having a wonderful day before I get started. Thank you. Thank you so very much for showing up for you and for me and for us. We're doing life together and we're having fun, right? Of course we are. Now, last week, I told you this would be a two-part series. I gave you three principles. There's a total of five principles that I've been using and I use, and it is truly making my life a lot better. Last week, we talked, I'm just going to recap really quick here. We talked about five reasons why your past should be incorporated with your now. All right. To recap, any detriment or hardship that you suffered should have caused you. Oops. Guess what? Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I'm ready now. If you've had hardships in your life, whatever those reasons for that hardship, take that lesson. Incorporate the good from that lesson, that hardship lesson, so that your now can truly, truly be beneficial. And then, of course, whatever you do right now is a litmus test of what your future is going to look like. The second thing I mentioned to you was forgiving and forgetting. And it may not be in the order that I gave it to you on last week. It is so important to forgive. Forgive people, forgive circumstances, situations, even yourself that may have caused you some angst or some anguish. Forgive them. Forgive it. Forgive yourself. And then forget it. Take what you need from that lesson, from that moment of you're no longer going to have power over me. Use it now, so that your future, again, can look the way that it's supposed to, complete, okay, and already perfect. That perfect is maturity, and we'll get into that a little later. And then I want to make certain that you understand that your plan, the plan for your life has already been mapped out, for lack of a better word. It's already done, all right? If you've suffered something in the past that was not in line with your future, with your now, it's okay. Use that right there, what you've suffered. And instead of going away from your creator, and you know here the creator for us is God, why not develop a relationship with him using what caused you, whatever that was in the past? It should make you get a little closer to him, as my grandmother would say. And then the last two principles that I really, really want to make certain that we are all on the same page, we're all moving in the same direction, is remembering that you are not your past. You're not. Your life is designed to withhold every decision that you've ever made, whether it was good or bad. But here's what I need you to do. I need you to truly embrace the fact that, one, you are stronger than you know. Two, you're more powerful than you'll ever know. And then three, you are already great. That greatness is just lying there dormant. But that's okay, because we're going to kind of awaken the sleeping giant. And we're going to move into the place that you're supposed to be. You're now, so that your future can look better than your past has ever looked. And then lastly, and this one I want you to kind of listen to me carefully on this one. You are uniquely designed. Because there are times when our past is so difficult and we want nothing to do with it, that perspective, that I don't want anything to do with my past, could really kind of railroad where you are now. You're not the same person. Your attitude, your perspective, the way you see things have changed, or they should have. And because you are not that person anymore, you are now so ready to make those decisions that are going to catapult your life, to make you a better person, to demand that you show up for you. These principles will help you to incorporate anything in your past that's worth remembering, to move you into the position so that you're now, you're right now, your moment right now, the fact that you're breathing right now, these principles will allow you that creative, what am I looking for? I'm looking for a word, that the creativeness to do exactly what you're supposed to do. Get your purpose, get your plan in place so that you can further go where you're supposed to, so that you can be exactly where you're supposed to be every day, every time. You're not going outside of what was already designed for you. Be silent, be ready, and let's do it. Life is really good. And I want you to think about this for a second. Yeah, there may have been some things that didn't work out the way you wanted them to. There may have been some situations that you were just so sure, I've been there, I know exactly. But if you just kind of look at the entire scope of everything, life is good. Life is worth living. It's worth experiencing. So thank you. Thank you yet again for showing up for you. And if you're not there, I encourage you to get up. Let's do this. You're not by yourself. And let's just see what the last 6 months of this year can look like. Who's with me?
I'm here, and I'm so ready.
You're here.
Next 6 months, and I can't wait till you talk about what you got to help us in those 6 months. Look, I promise you. Look, I'm Dr. Tanji's alter ego. Yeah. That's exactly what I am. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so there's stuff like just loaded coming straight at you. And it's exciting. That's the good part. And you often talk about, I've heard you in the past talk about, you know, patience. Mm-hmm. And knowing when to move and how to move. Just know it's coming. We always say that, but with trust and believe, when it hits, it's going to hit in a massive way.
Yeah. Yep. I believe that, Jeannie. I have no other choice but to believe that. Jeez. But I'm excited about today. I'm excited about life. I really, really am. It's, you know, it's coming up to my anniversary of being 27 years cancer free, and I always kind of I know, right?
Kind of got to pause for that, okay?
And I get excited the months preceding that because it makes me kind of go in internal and say, okay, are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? And I have discovered that I'm not. I'm wasting time on insignificant things and insignificant people, and I won't do that again. I will not. But I'm ready. I'm ready for the challenge. Absolutely. Absolutely, I am.
And do you have different periods? Like I said, we know that this is a blessed milestone for you. Do you do the same thing weekly or monthly to assess what you need or have to do?
I do it every day. Okay. I'm so serious. Because I've stopped using the world's definition of perfect, because nobody is without flaw. Absolutely nobody. And we were never meant to live our lives like that. We're supposed to be mature in everything we say and everything we do. If our yes is yes, it's yes. And if it's no, it's no. There's no gray area. None whatsoever. Your yes is yes. So you ask me, do I assess? Every day. It's like taking a shower. I have to wash all today so I can get ready for tomorrow. How about that?
Makes sense.
Is that a t-shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. And it says,
be nice. Nice. You know, I saw that t-shirt, right? I saw it coming
in. You see the back of it?
No, I did not.
Oh, what does the back say?
Mean people suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Just so that folks are aware, make no mistakes about it. You know, well, we're the kind people. I just want to see you. I want to touch you. I want to push everything else out of the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
But you get what you attract, and you always attract.
Yeah.
You give. I don't want to say vibes, vibrations. I want to say
vibrations, oh, frequencies,
I'm
whatever.
I'm not. Morgan, that's Jeannie, it ain't me.
We don't hip hop heads, right?
But you create the environment for people to be themselves in. How about that?
Thank you.
I love the fact that people can come to you and not have to have it all together just yet. You know?
Yep. It's all about the steps you take, like we said on your show last week, of getting there, the small nuggets.
Absolutely.
You know?
Baby steps is what it's Mr. Corey Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby steps. Absolutely. So, where are you? What do you want to do? Why are you here? What can you do? Where are you from? What's your destiny? What's your purpose? These are questions that I ask myself every single day, and I want you to start asking yourself those questions, not what's going wrong in your life, but where am I? Because if you really are aware that things change, then you know whether it's a bad situation that you find yourself in, it's subject to change. It's got to. It's a law. It has to change. Nothing remains the same. So don't get stuck where you are, is all I'm saying. Be ready when opportunity and time meets, because it's going to. And if you're trying to get ready for that opportunity, too late. Be ready. Forgive quickly and even forget. Move forward. I cannot stress that enough.
And it's interesting you said be ready. Worked on a campaign with an amazing woman who people used to call like the Black Martha Stewart. But she was just, she's gorgeous. Sasser B. Smith,
okay,
incredible entrepreneur. A lot of people know her for her restaurateur.
Oh, God, yes. I used to watch her in the early 90s.
Exactly. She had 90s. TV series, always was amazing magazine. In the kitchen. She had restaurants in Washington, D.C., Union Station, the Hamptons, the heart of New York City, and worked with her to produce a series since her acronym, you know, was B for Barbara Smith, B. Smith. We did a series called Be Ready, Be Prepared. Everything was be this, be that. Okay. And it's always about of the moment. And that's what that reminded me of. Be prepared. Be ready. Be here.
Yeah.
You know?
To even be in the same conversation with this lady. This lady is a giant.
I mean, huge.
And she still is. And I love her dearly.
Still is. Unfortunately, you know, suffering from Alzheimer's.
I've been reading.
But she is just magnificent.
Absolutely.
And again, one of those pillars in our community and a power entrepreneur that, you know, like I said, just again, she's somebody's blueprint that is great to study. Again, when you're serving people well, like
Absolutely.
You do here
Absolutely.
On the Dr. Tanji Show.
Thank you.
And so excited about our guest, Danielle Patterson Winningham. When you got a name like Winningham, first of all, winning is in your name.
Absolutely.
I was like, hello,
international
wealth building expert. And what I love about her, you talk about it often with your viewers and followers, how, you know, you ask the question, how did you get here? She, power executive at corporate America, J.P. Morgan, stepped away to help others live their dreams. And I can't wait till you talked about the principles she uses and delivers to others around the world to tap into your personal strengths to build what you want.
Absolutely. And we have her. Are you there?
Danielle Winningham.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Oh, Danielle, we are amazing. after your intro and your resume,
I know, right?
We're like, look, give up the goods.
Absolutely.
So funny.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so, so very much for coming and giving us these pearls of wisdom.
Moment. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Danielle, can you talk about, for anybody who doesn't know your story, what motivated you to step away from a comfortable executive corporate America job and say, you know what, I'm going to do me and help others in the process?
So, you know, comfort is relative. Let's start there. And so what we sometimes think is comfortable in certain situations becomes uncomfortable. And that was my case. So when I was married, my job was comfortable. But when I suddenly became divorced, it was me, three kids. What I made, even though it was a great amount of money for corporate America, it just wasn't enough for us to maintain our current level of living. And so I really was more reactive versus proactive in finding something to do to cover the gap, to be able to live the way me and my kids needed to live, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so what was your process in starting your writing and your movement to having a number one Amazon seller, The Quit Conspiracy, and your movement on BYOB building your online business? What steps did you take and why that?
Well, you have to start with what's in your hand. There's no other way. So one of the first things I did was I had to, you know, do an internal examination of what am I good at doing? And I think that's the step that people miss, is that if a job will pay you for something, the world will pay you for it too. But the world will pay you more if you cut out the middleman. So basically, if your job is paying you $100,000, $200,000 a year, there's somewhere you could probably go in the world and make $500,000, $1 million a year because you're not, you know, relegating your skills to a job. you're taking it directly to the market and you can charge what you want.
Right.
And so one of the first things I did was I said, okay, I'm a great writer. I'm an amazing coach. I was a coach in corporate America. If I can coach people's performance at a, you know, Fortune 10 firm, I can open my own firm. Right? They're not just paying me to sit here and look cute, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying me because they must think I'm good at what I do. So if they think I'm good at what I do, shouldn't I think I'm good enough at what I do to go out and create my own market for what I do? And that's literally what I did.
Wow. Wow. And that's so impressive. What has been your common denominator when you're inspiring people to live their best life? And you see these, it's just like women, for instance, you see these women that want, I mean, they see what you're doing or have done and they want to do it. But what's that common denominator?
Hmm.
Right.
Hmm. The common denominator mm-hmm. is believability.
Wow.
That is the common denominator. Most people believe in everybody's skills but their own.
Right about that.
I always find it amazing that we especially as women, mm. we show up, we cheerlead for everybody else, we support everybody else, we invest time, energy, natural resources, financial resources in everybody's dream but our own.
Right.
So I have the hardest time getting people to believe that it can happen for anyone. If it can happen for Oprah and Beyonce, mm-hmm. it can happen with you if you put the right energy, effort, and make the right investments in your next level. Most people just don't believe in themselves.
Hmm. And it's so true. So, so true. Wow.
And Danielle, when you're communicating with clients, is there a particular blueprint or strategy in terms of you hit on some critical things like the right investments? I think people aren't aware of what moves to make first and what is an accurate investment versus not. You hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to get scammed. You know, first thing they say, how am I going to get a return? So what advice can you give from that perspective?
So one of the things that, and again, my core area is women. I've coached women for the better part of 9 years now. So my biggest thing with women is them understanding that the investments they make in their business are tax deductible. Mm-hmm. You got to have the right bookkeeper on your team.
Right.
If you look at Jeff Bezos made $5 billion in profit in 2017 and paid zero personal income taxes. He turned around in 2018 and made $10 billion. So what did he do? Hmm. He took the $5 billion he made, put it all back into his company, and doubled his money. But women, for some reason, can't see that these investments that you make to grow your business, unlike your hair, unlike your nails, these investments are tax deductible. So what risk are you running, really, if you're growing your business and you're going to get that back as a write-off? So sometimes you have to move and you have to make the investments in order to be able to keep up with people who are doing real business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so accurate and on point. Yes. I mean, that just needs to be on a billboard. So.
Right. Danielle, have you ever met someone that you couldn't or just wouldn't work with?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I subscribe to the fact that everyone doesn't resonate with everyone.
Hmm.
You know, I think that's why there's so much room for so many coaches, so many life coaches, so many business coaches. I believe that people are assigned to certain people.
Oh, absolutely.
And the more I make, the more I'm quicker to say, I don't think that person's ready to work with me. Because to me, my success as a coach has a lot to do with their success as a client.
Hmm.
I'm not the coach that's going to take.
Hold on, Danielle, can you say that again? Slow it down.
Wow.
No, seriously, can you say that again?
Yeah. Chill bumps here.
So that's what people don't get.
Mm-hmm.
As a coach, my success is not my receipt. It's my client's receipt. It's my client's next level. It's my client's result. So when I run into people that are not coachable, I don't coach them. Wow. I don't need your money like that.
Absolutely.
I don't.
Absolutely. And I love that you're living by those principles. Thank you. Seriously. Thank you so, so very much. Wow. So a person says to you, Danielle, I'm ready. I God has given me this idea, and it's so big that it gets me up at night, and it keeps me up, and I'm ready. I've written it down. I've done my research. I've got some funds to go toward, you know, the project. Now what? Give me a couple of examples that you would kind of, I guess, maybe assist that person who's ready.
You know, the first thing is laser focus. You know, so many women suffer from SOS, right? That's shiny object syndrome. And it's the truth.
Wow.
You know, today they are hot and heavy, and I'm going to open this daycare. And then you talk to them 48 hours later, girl, they over there frying chicken and selling plates.
I can't.
Yep,
do it.
Exactly. I'm like, exactly. I'm like, didn't you just tell me what you wanted to do?
Laser focus. I
what
love
happened
it.
To the
yeah.
kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
You over there, you went from the kiddos to frying chicken. What's going on? And so that limited ability to be able to focus.
Yeah.
And that's the acronym for focus, follow one course until
wow.
successful.
What?
That limited ability to be able to focus is
wow.
what keeps a lot of women treading water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, you've heard about, or you hear people say, well, I really don't have the support at home, or I've just got, you know, too much to do. Is that one of the I guess, reasons that you say, listen, you got to focus. It doesn't matter if you have support or not. You just got focus.
So, you know, the truth of the matter is not many of us have the support that we would like.
Right.
There's a book by Dr. Thomas Staley called The Millionaire Next Door.
Oh, yes.
And he makes a comparison between the number of male millionaires and the number of female millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
But the primary thing that separates us is support. Most male millionaires have what?
Support.
A wife.
Absolutely.
She's fooling with the kids and the dry cleaning and the house help, and all he has to do is focus on the money.
Right.
So in the absence of that, I teach my clients to build their own team, work teams and home teams. Who's washing your laundry? If you plow into a $1 million company or a multi-million dollar company, it doesn't have to be you. Who's doing the dishes? It doesn't have to be you. These are pennies on the dollar we're talking about. But we were, you know, I'm going to go back to what we were raised. We was raised, you didn't keep your house clean, you know. You're not no good woman. You got to personally get
Ouch.
Up and you got to personally
Ouch.
Clean your house and
yep.
personally cook for your family.
Yep.
And that alone won't allow us to keep up.
Wow. So get a support team. Get your team in place. Okay.
Yes, man.
That makes
a
lot
you gotta
of
have
sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And do you know what else it serves us? I had a client of mine actually broke her foot. And she said, Coach, had you not taught me to have a team in place, what would I have done with the laundry for my kids, the food for my kids? It was just like, you know, a normal day.
Right.
Somebody is already coming to cook. Somebody's already coming to do the laundry. See, we don't have any backup. So it's women's struggle to be consistent.
Absolutely.
Because the first emergency, we gotta go.
Yep, absolutely. Struggle to be consistent. You're. I'm saying ouch. I don't know if you hear me over here, but I'm saying ouch because I have been so guilty, Danielle, of this, of thinking that okay, if I clean, then I can think clearly. And nope. Now I got to do the laundry. Now I got to, you know. So it's always something that will keep me from doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. And then I find myself staying up all times of the night because I didn't do what
and
I was.
And that's not effective.
No, it's not.
That I teach my clients that too. That burning, there comes a point where you're just saturated. And now, you just up to be up, girl. You just up.
Up to be up.
You ain't getting up. You looking at that computer. And that computer looking at you.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I absolutely love
Danielle
it.
Danielle is preaching the gospel, okay?
Uh-huh.
For sure. And then you know what I also love Danielle, the fact that you are transparent and talk about, you know, being a divorced single mom of three, when you were at, or felt like you were at your lowest, what source of inspiration did you use to push through?
I am a reader, and I've been a reader all my life. And so books have always been my fallback. And I remember I actually even have a signed copy of Ayala's book. I can't think of the name of it right now.
With her first one, one of her early books? Her little coffee table books, the earlier ones? Or...
No, this was the bigger one where her daughter wrote the poem that goes with it. I'm trying to think of it right now.
Okay.
But just knowing that other people have fallen and gotten up and that it's not easy for anybody.
Right.
And that more often than not, the people that made it went through some stuff. I just called it par for the course. You got to go through some stuff.
Amen.
And if you don't go through some stuff, you know, first and foremost, you don't have a story to tell. Secondly,
right.
it's the things that I've gone through that make me an effective coach.
Wow.
So when my clients come to me and they say, you know, I'm struggling with this personally or that personally, and you may think that it doesn't matter in, as a business coach, it does. If I can't get their life right, I can't get their business right.
Absolutely.
And I'm so glad Danielle pointed that out, because that's you know, something when clients come to me, I do inquire about the personal space, you know, what's happening, because that can, you know, eliminate, alter, completely affect the movement and the strategy we have to win. So thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about, you written some amazing books. Your book that was number one seller on Amazon, The Quit Conspiracy, that happens all too often. Can you talk about why you decided to write that book and how effective that is for your clients and people that read it?
You know, I decided to write that book because there's so many people that think that they can't be successful outside of a job, right? And it wasn't until I got outside of a job that I realized that I had, for all intents and purposes, been bamboozled. And not only had I been bamboozled, but the world was being bamboozled into being followers.
Right.
You know, they don't want you to go out and create your own business. They don't want you to go out and create your own economy. They want you to come to work, donate all of your ideas, donate all of your talents and all of your gifts to a corporation that was, for all intents and purposes, started by a person just like you. And in my book, I actually even have a quote that says, it's by Carl Sagan, it says, "One of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth.
Yep.
The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge to ourselves even that we've been taken."
Wow.
And so that's us in work. We were taught to go get good jobs. I had that. So why doesn't my money add up? I was taught to climb this ladder. I did that. But then I remember one day helping one of my colleagues, and I had to help him with something in his bank account. And I looked and I saw that his bonus was more than my yearly salary and my bonus combined. Why is that? Why is that?
Wow.
That's the bamboozle.
That's the bamboozle.
You think you're making a lot of money because you've never made that much money.
Right.
But when you start bumping it up against kids and bumping it up against being single and bumping it up against mortgages and car notes, you know, it's just enough to keep you going.
Absolutely. Wow. Question, Danielle. You're a woman of faith. You're a woman of faith. You're a woman of principle. You're a spirit and every game you have in you. How do you bring that to the masses? Everybody doesn't think like you think. What are you doing? What do you mean God is and he provides? Lady, I've got to work here. How do you bring you to the table?
You know, the only way that it is possible, the only thing I can be good at mm-hmm. is being me.
Mm.
That's all I can be good at. And so I don't try to be anybody else. I'm myself all day, every day. If you meet me on the radio, on TV, in person,
yeah.
at an expo, if you meet me at my cousin's house, I am the same. It's too hard to be different.
Yeah. That's so important.
So I'm the same all the time.
I love it.
That's it.
And you never apologize because you do have that relationship with him that, you know, you walk in a room and you command that attention, that respect. And of course, you serve in humility, but you said, I am who I am.
Hmm. And we all have that power. We all have that power.
Yes,
I'm nothing different. I'm nothing special. Part of it becomes an understanding just how deliberate God is. So if he gave you a bald head, that's what he wants you to have. That's one well weed. He made my hair fall out. He knows better than I know.
Yeah.
And then when I embraced what he gave me, my business improved. Wow. So a lot of us need to stop looking over the fence mm-hmm. at what, you know, May Ellen got and what Susie got and just go ahead and embrace what you have.
Absolutely.
And that's when you're going to be blessed by knowing that he didn't make a mistake with you.
Hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that's so good, Danielle, because like I said, when you have transparency and you're consistent with who you are, your delivery, and hey, I am who I am, no matter where you meet me, you get that core following audience that they stay with you. You know, I tell a lot of people, you know, when you are, you know, people feel like with this whole social media and online lifestyle that we live now, these people, I mean, they want to know, they want to join you, and they feel so connected, especially, like I said, with how you're empowering your clients and people day to day online. How do you... advise people about what to do online? Everybody is not coach material, whether doing content, whether they're doing merchandise. What do you suggest to make, you know, to suggest to people to give it that it, their own it flavor to rise and find their own demographic or their own audience?
Well, there's a book by, you'll get used to it. There's a book by Mark Joyner. It's called The Irresistible Offer. My clients, they just say, what was that book again? Because they know every class, I'm going to give out 2-3 book names. Because, you know, I eat, sleep, and breathe books. But it's called The Irresistible Offer. And he talks about how in order for us to make an irresistible offer, we have to know what's different about what we do. 1,000 products on the table, just like yours, but what makes you different? And that's also key in marketing too, because more often than not, the first to do something will always be considered the best.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. When you come on the scene, you can't call yourself the best, but you can call yourself something different. So knowing what makes you that snowflake, that difference that you bring to the table, that's always going to be what resonates to bring the clients to you. You got to know what makes you different. What do you bring to the marketplace that nobody does like you?
Hmm.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And be the best at it.
Yeah.
I love it. Danielle is a woman. We have the same cloth. I'm like, I mean, she is preaching.
She is preaching.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, please, if you're listening, you're watching, take these principles and apply them to what's within you. You already have it.
Absolutely.
That the gift is there. So in terms of just tweaking, got to do your research. And Danielle, one of the most potent things you've said, you said so much already, mm-hmm. but to read and research, we've gotten away from that, especially with our millennials and younger people, because we're so attached to social media and only what we're texting and seeing on the IG. But if you go back and research and read what you're doing, the people that have done it, been the best at it, and like you said, tweak it, make it your own, and how are you going to break through the pack? You will find the answers, but you've got to stay the course. And what did you say, Danya? I mean, laser focus. Okay, I just figured it out. I'm your opening act. So Danielle's she's a headliner. I'm the opening act. I done picked up everything else. I can be your hype person.
Oh,
I got it.
You should see the text messages that are coming in. Oh, tell her to speak. Preach, lady. So you're doing it. Thank you for making such a difference in the lives of so many people who really know that they're special. We all are. But these folks say, you know what? I'm going to do something with my gifts and with my talent and my skill set. And you make it look really easy. You're very inviting, Danielle. Know that. Because like you said, what better way I can tell you anything if I haven't gone through anything? So you're giving us.
And you know, I tell people it's not easy.
Oh, no.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
The freedom.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you have any, between all of your books, anything else that you're working on that we can also interact and follow up on to look out for?
Absolutely. I have a new book coming out this fall called Poverty Wears a Skirt. And it really is the baseline of why I serve women ferociously, because we do 3/4 of the world's work, but only have 10% of the world's wealth and 1% of the world's land. We are the face of poverty.
Right.
We are. And so Poverty Wears a Skirt, coming out this fall. I also have a book and workbook series called Million Dollar You. And Million Dollar You is about everybody's opportunity to transform their gifts and talents into the life of their dreams, whether that's $1 million or not.
Wow.
Okay, Danya, I mean, look, Lioness. Danya Patterson, Winningham. I get it. Those books, I mean, they really set the course. It's such a powerful time. I'm glad you released me this fall. I'm looking at 2020 and changes that need and have to change, you know, so that is the perfect timing. You know, such a it's always a girl power time, but I just feel like right now in the world where we're starting to realize it, and with your platforms, I cannot wait for it to drop. I definitely want to have you back to talk about that book, and definitely when you do your signings and speakings, we've got to get our viewers, listeners, and we've got to be there right like there, like, you know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? And if I can run your pyro for the stage, I mean, I just want to see pyro when you come out, because those book titles are everything. No, you laugh, but they're everything that I feel all day, every day. So I'm excited about those books dropping. So I can't wait.
Wow.
And we do a huge online initiative in August for Black Women Equal Pay Day. Because it takes until August. April is not our equal pay day. April is equal pay day for some women. But for African-American women, it's August. For Latino women, it's September. For Native American women, it's October. So the whole story is not being told about how long it takes men of color to make that same dollar that our Caucasian male counterparts make. So we need to get together and light these streets up with that information, because until you start knowing that you're grossly underpaid,
absolutely,
you kind of think everything is okay.
Mm-hmm. When is that in August?
It changes every year. I want to say this year it's August 22nd.
Okay.
The numbers change. We're losing ground. Last year was August 14th. This year I think we're down like 0.2 cents or something like that.
Wow.
But every year it takes us until August. And then when you look at the numbers, they're staggering. Something like 2 houses in a lifetime, 9 4-year college tuition, 14 cars. This is what we're behind and what our male counterparts make. So you wonder why we're struggling. It's not because we're wasting our money. That's right. The story we're being told.
Right.
That's not the truth. It's not the truth. We're not being paid fairly.
We want to make sure in August we're doing a whole Donyell Patterson, Winningham, Lioness, you know, hear me roar movement. So how can everybody listening and watching the Dr. Tanja Show interact and follow you?
Well, right now we have a virtual conference called Countdown to Freedom. And we're giving away free tickets to your listeners today. So if they go to bit.ly/stayfree19, and you'll hear 14 different women talking about their life and their journey to freedom, whether it's free from being in debt or free from a job. But it's bit.ly/stayfree19. And if they use the code FREEDOM, they get free access to, I think it goes until Sunday or Monday. But sometimes when we see other women doing stuff, it kind of, you know, kicks up that, oh, well, maybe I can do it too. It's not just me. It's other women too.
Absolutely. Well, we're on the movement. We're involved. We'll be posting. So thank you so much. We'll be back in touch.
You guys are hilarious.
No, I know, but I'm so serious. That's what's funny about it. That's what's even funnier. I'm so serious. I trust and believe I am your new hype person, okay? You didn't even know about it. Look. So, again, Danielle, thank you so much for what you're doing, what you continue to do, and everything that is coming. And like I said, we're part of the movement, so we will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Meow.
Roar. Danielle Patterson. I know, right? Winningham. I mean, please. I mean,
thank
really.
Thank you for serving, baby. Thank you so very
Bye.
Much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Cat Kingdom. That's what I'm doing.
That was more than I could have imagined. Honestly.
Well, but we keep saying, yeah, it goes higher and higher.
It goes higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Man, if that doesn't inspire you.
I don't know what to tell you.
Come on. We got to do this together. You've got to know that the time and the energy, the resource, the prayers, sometimes the tears, the fights that go into producing this show, this woman, you know, she makes it look really easy, and I show up and, you know, I give a principle or two because this is what I'm living. I kid you not, but I have no idea how she does it other than it is so God. It's so her will to say, you know what? We're going to do this. And this is what she does. And I tell you, let's do life together. She tells me, let's do life together. So let's do life together. Let's do this together. Let's just see how we can.
And you got to be active, though. Now, we're going to challenge you. We can really take this to another level now. You done put a lioness, the Dr. Tanja Show. I don't know. We should have. I don't know. I don't know if I was to book that one.
You know, she said 20 books, and I'm thinking, oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm trying to write one.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. With two more on the way.
Ouch. How dare you?
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so, so, so very much. Thank you for showing up today. Seriously, thank you. This is not possible without you. You really do matter. And it matters that you were born. It matters. And wherever you are, we got to move.
And stay interactive with Dr. Tanji. Questions, comments, suggestions, all open. You're our VIPs.
Absolutely.
You know, you're co-producers at Dr. Tanji Show. Yeah. And also every Monday, talk to Tanji. Interact live with Dr. Tanji on her Facebook page, which is Dr. Tanji Show Facebook Live on Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and We doing it up. It's a whole lot about to happen.
How about that?
Okay, and you're part of it.
And you're part of it. Absolutely. So. We want to hear from you. You heard the lady. That's a command. That's not an asking. So show up for yourself. Show up for us. Show up for the people that you serve so that you can serve them with your gifts, your talents, so that you will know that it mattered. Your life is going to be in history. That you were born and you did something so fantastic. All right, until next time, we will see you next Wednesday.
Yep.
How about that?
We're doing it. Yep.
We're doing
it. Let's do life together.
How about that? You heard her, right? Okay. We're doing it together. Thanks again, every one of you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott.